T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Empire State Development Chairman Howard Zemsky joining us live. We're talking about the Skyway redo. The winning Skyway design is from a Rochester firm. It brings a wow factor to the waterfront. But Howard, how close to reality is it?
I mean, it's close to reality. I think we've never had an opportunity like this before in the almost 40 years that I've lived here. So it's very close to reality. You know, of course, you have to do an environmental impact study and you've got construction, but the governor's committed to get this done under 5 years. So we've seen him take on challenges like this before successfully. So I'm extremely optimistic.
Why, in your mind, why in the governor's mind is there a need to get rid of the Skyway? Why is this something that is kind of viewed as something that absolutely has to be done?
Well, the Skyway has, you know, was built in a different era for a different purpose. It's now, you know, 65 years old. Our whole waterfront has changed. The way we have developed as a community, in large parts, you know, the progress we made in the last 10 years, activating the waterfront has been such an important component of that. We have the opportunity to continue to build on that momentum. Taking down the Skyway will open up a dozen acres of developable land in downtown. Just the on-ramps and the off-ramps and the landing of the Skyway. If you think about the progress at Canal Side and all the trucks that are overhead, the difficulty it will be for us to continue to activate the waterfront and attract investment there. The whole four-mile-long expressway that cuts Buffalo off from the waterfront. Water is our greatest advantage. This is really our best opportunity. And if you think about when the Skyway was built and why it was built and how our economy has changed, it's really the right time to take the Skyway down and open up the opportunity for our region.
You know, a lot of our listeners are wondering, why did they just fix it? Here it's going to reopen on Monday.
Right. And the Skyway, of course, is going to be up for some years. In any case, it needs that kind of work. That's part of the problem. Maintaining that Skyway is a continual burden. It's now quite old. You do need to provide a safe Skyway for some years to come. So it's an investment worth making. But you ask yourself, what's the right decision for the next 50, 60, 70 years? Taking down the Skyway opens up an incredible opportunity for our region. I think you have to look at it over that perspective.
What was so enticing about this winning design yesterday? I think when a lot of people talk about the Skyway and want to bring it down, they mention an eyesore. This design would actually leave a big chunk of the Skyway up. Why was it chosen above the others?
Yeah, I mean, I think this, and I understand you'll be speaking to the winners, but keeping up the a portion of the elevated expressway as a sky park, and people talk about the views of the Skyway, so it gives people and more than motorists an opportunity to enjoy the views. So, you know, honestly, taking the Skyway down where there is so much traffic around Canal Side and the way it so dramatically impacts downtown Buffalo, the way it disconnects so much of the outer harbor area from the waterfront, allowing a small portion of it to remain up kind of pays homage to the history of the Skyway, but it mitigates all the negative impacts of the Skyway. So it's like a good, sensible solution.
It is a major commuting route. 40,000 vehicles a day use it. With the plans that they've been talking about to, you know, extend Tiff Street and to construct a new bridge at South Michigan. Is all of that going to be able to take 40,000 cars?
Yeah, I mean, you've got 20,000 cars really in the morning. It's become a commuter bridge, right? So you've got 20,000 cars or less in the morning and the same in the afternoon. So that's the whole point of doing the environmental impact study is, of course, to provide alternatives so that it is entirely feasible. And I think that's what That's exactly what the expectation will be, that, you know, we provide alternatives for people that make good sense.
What do you see as the process? We know the state's going to do an environmental study. The state has pledged $10 million toward that study. We've been hearing, you know, maybe a decade or a little bit more in the future before this could be actually a reality. What do you think this process would look like? Because, I mean, we don't need to tell you. We've been talking about a new peace bridge for forever. So there's plenty of doubters who say this is never actually going to happen.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I've lived in Buffalo for 40 years, so I've seen a lot of doubters. A lot of people said, you know, we'd never activate the waterfront. A lot of people said we'd never get a million people to canal side. A lot of people say we'll never do a lot of things. But we've done a lot of things in the last 10 years, and this is a very different place. So I get that there's always a momentum around maintaining the status quo. There's always a reason not to do something. But we have the opportunity of a lifetime here. You've got a governor who's deeply committed to it. You've got a congressman who's deeply committed to it and committed to getting the funding from the federal government primarily, which gets matched 20% from the state. We can do this in 5 years or less. And the time to do it is now. We've talked about it forever. The stars have lined up. You've got a powerful state senator now in Kennedy who can help us with the legislature. You've got the executive branch of state government, the legislature, and our Congressman Higgins. We've talked about it for a long time. I'm sure there's 100 reasons why people say it'll never happen. I get that. I've lived here for a long time. But I also get that we are now making things happen. And the new Buffalo gets stuff done. This governor gets stuff done. And I think we should be optimistic and embrace the opportunity this finally presents.
You look at some of the drawings from the winning design and the wow factor, I think it was mentioned a couple times, it definitely is there. How close, you know, as we sit here right now, is that to what we eventually want to see there with the glass, I've been calling it a glass vase on one end and the glass silos at the other?
Yeah, I mean, these are concepts, right? So these were winning design competitions. It gives you a sense or an essence of it. Of course, those will be refined. I think that would be true no matter which proposal was selected. There's always some refining to do. But that gives you a good concept, I think, generally speaking, of, you know, you had a very robust jury. And I think they're very excited about conceptually taking down the Skyway, leaving up a portion of it to be enjoyed by the public as a sky park, which has been, you know, if you look at the walkway over the Hudson, or any other number of interventions like that that have been very popular, you look at how many cities have taken down these throughway structures. We were so obsessed with building throughways in the 50s all over the place. So many of them have now been dismantled to the benefit of the communities that they serve. They were built in a different time with a different priority. And our priorities now are really to activate the waterfront. That's what Buffalo has as one of its most unique advantages, as a place to live, as a place to keep our young people, to attract them back. This has been such an important component of the new Buffalo, and we've got an opportunity to continue to build on that, and I'm excited that we finally have hit that day when we can really move forward and do this.
As a Buffalo guy, Howard, is this personal for you to see this come to life?
You know, what's personal for me is that my kids are back in Buffalo. Okay. And 10 years ago when they were graduating high school, they all said they were going to leave. And I know your listeners understand exactly what I'm talking about. Now they're back and their friends are back. And the attitude and the momentum that we have is so dramatically different than it was just 10 years ago. So that's what's personal to me. What's personal is the first 30 years that I've lived here, it felt like we took a step backward economically, psychologically, every year for 30 years. And it feels like we have taken a step forward now every year for the past decade. So, yeah, that's personal. And it should be personal to all of us. And we should not feel that we're in any way obliged because people made decisions 65 years ago to build the Skyway, that that has to be what the next 65 years brings. It does not. So experiencing the change, being part of the change, investing in Buffalo, keeping our young people, bringing them back, continuing the momentum, that's what's personal. It's personal to me. It's personal to the governor. I think it's personal to an awful lot of your listeners. So it's an exciting time for Buffalo. It has been now for a while. And I hope we really all join together and embrace the potential that this offers. It's an amazing opportunity.
Howard Zemsky joining us, Empire State Development Chairman, talking about the Skyway competition that concluded yesterday with a winner picked. Howard, a lot of this, it seems like, is going to rely on federal funding. Is there any concern in your mind of how you look at some of the different projects around Buffalo, talking about cars on Main Street that's relied on federal funding so much? Now we're looking at this project as well, that you might have to pick and choose some of the different things that we're hoping to do regarding infrastructure in the city?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what you have, what we have, fortunately, and one of the reasons why the stars are lining up is you've got an incredible advocate for the waterfront in Congressman Higgins. And, you know, it really, yes, it depends on, you know, the federal government finally doing an infrastructure bill and really dedicating the resources. New York State will get a substantial portion of those. And, you know, we'll be able to do a myriad of projects. So I know the governor is extremely excited about the prospect of taking down the Skyway and opening up the waterfront, continuing the momentum. And I know the congressman has committed to, you know, getting us the funds. So, you know, we're not going to have an opportunity like this again.
I know the design leaves a part of the Skyway up. If that is the case, you know, I'm usually a take the stairs guy, but can we get an elevator there to bring you all the way up to that Sky Park?
You sure can.
All right, Howard, thanks so much. That's Howard Zemsky, Empire State Development Chair, talking about the Skyway design competition.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.